SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Israel's military presses its Gaza offensive, Israel has set up an evacuation route for civilians to leave Gaza's largest hospital. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner says the hospital was being used by Hamas as a base for terrorist activities. He admits that for civilians, travel through the region remains risky at best.
When people are walking through a combat zone, it's important to distinguish themselves from the terrorists that's taking advantage of the civilian arena. This is what we're finding. This is precisely the reason why we are operating on the in the compound of Al-Shifa Hospital, exposing what Hamas has been doing beneath and around and inside the hospital in some of the special wards.
Meanwhile, northern Israel continues taking rocket fire from Islamic Jihad in Lebanon. Israeli defense forces find themselves dealing with that as well as the Gaza offensive. Also at SRNNews.com, union workers at all three of Detroit's big automakers approving new contracts with the companies.
The walkouts in September have now led to new contracts with generous wage increases for tens of thousands of unionized workers. This weekend brought the final votes, with Ford and Stellantis employees voting nearly 70% in favor of the new agreements, while earlier in the week, it was a much thinner margin for GM workers, many of whom were trying to get better benefits for longtime workers. Some analysts say it could lead to higher automobile prices. Ford says the new contracts will raise their cost per vehicle by about $900. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the third such court victory for former President Trump, a judge in Colorado has ruled against an attempt to keep Mr. Trump off the state's primary ballot using an obscure Civil War-era constitutional amendment. SRN News. A warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates both predicting that the issue will be a key one in next year's elections. Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center throughout 2024. Pro-abortion groups say they'll spend big money on the 24 campaigns. According to AP VoteCast, 63% of voters in this month's midterms said abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This is SRN News. Panda fans of America, take heart.
They've received a much-needed injection of hope as Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is ready to continue lending the black-and-white icons to American zoos. But it isn't certain when or where the new pandas might be coming, though Xi gave a giant hint that California zoo-goers, especially those in San Diego, might have reason to celebrate. Currently, the only pandas in America are at the Atlanta Zoo, after Washington's National Zoo sent its three pandas to China last week as its loan agreement expired. John Scott reporting.
U.S. health officials say at least 43 people have been sickened in 15 states by salmonella linked to certain whole and cut cantaloupes and pre-cut fruit products. 17 people have been hospitalized. Officials in Canada investigating an outbreak involving the same strain of salmonella in cantaloupe. More details at SRNNews.com.